Hi guys, not much to say, not a lot in the way of housekeeping. The episode's pretty self-explanatory. It's the beginning of the season, so there's a lot of exposition, so not quite as much aimless wandering and grinding quite yet. But I'm here, so I'll plug the Patreon and subsequently the Discord that it will get you access to, where you can just, I don't know, listen to me and B talk about dumb stuff and the other people that are there. Anyway, episode starting.
Recording on my end. Can still hear you, so I think Everything is fine. Everything is good.
Cool.
I won't have to go back by myself and play 45 minutes of the game. This is up. Game's up. I grab my nuts. The one where he's like, I keep turning up like volume, and then goes like, it's like so fucking funny.
I mean, just like pinkies out for some real classy shit alone. Yeah, it's like really funny. Why are we leveling again?
Because I got my ass handed to me.
Oh right, I forgot who you're.
Damn, I gotta. Okay, hold up.
Oh damn, everyone. Everyone's not looking too healthy.
Yeah, we went to fight and it was just like way lopsided. Like they kept healing themselves.
That's right. Now I remember we were in a classic big boy with two healies situation.
I wasn't doing enough damage to counteract how much healing they were doing.
Yeah. There we go. So the guy with the leaf.
I don't have any money.
Oh, that's why. Oh man, we're in a pickle, huh? Oh, and I'll preface this thing real quick with some context for the listeners. So the other day we were looking at Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. The impression that I get live on Jimmy Kimmel from like 2 years ago or something.
2015, I believe.
I thought it was more recent than that. Well, even still, And you were like, oh, hey, do you think they did processing to make his voice sound like, that's the impression that I get? Or like, because he is very like, have you ever been close to tragedy? Like, it's very not normal sounding. And I think maybe he just like, in the way that some people ruin their voice by smoking cigs, I think he like stopped blasting cigs and his voice just cleaned up, because I watched, to bring everything full circle, earlier today I watched an AOL Sessions with the Boss Tones from 2002, and he's big time, like, have you ever been close to tragedy? He's Louis Armstrong in it, so I think maybe his doctor was just like, hey man, you're getting a little bit too old to do that.
All right, well, let's heal what we
got. Ricky Rat, I see you.
I don't even have enough to heal. I don't have any money. What did my money go towards? Does fusing demons cost money and I just wasn't paying attention?
Maybe. I think you just died twice.
Well, I went,
honestly.
Yeah, I guess. I guess because I am trying to play this game by its rules. I'm like, I am, you know, I'm not able to do the thing.
From my recollection, like, you spent money healing everyone up for the fight, and then you died twice. So it kind of happened that way.
Dimmy kids, demons die twice. Do you think this game's got like a dryad style catalyst or something?
I don't know. I think this one actually is. This is far along in the timeline of when they were. It's one of the first ones that we got localized, but this is pretty deep into the franchise. I think they kind of ironed that aspect out, and it is a more robust it's got a lot to do with their, God, I keep wanting to say genre, but race.
I mean, we can call it genre. That would be funny.
What genre of demon? Yeah. I'm not gonna take it.
Should I
no,
do
I'm not gonna take it.
Diplomacy or forceful?
Let's go Dipset on this one.
Okay. I think this is working.
Okay, they're asking you questions now. That's good.
Yes.
It's not just me.
Forget it. Aw,
man.
Damn.
Oh, smacked him.
Got him. Critical hit. Out of here, loser. All right, I need to go back and try to heal up. A week?
It's kind of weird that when your little dude turns around, you can see his little butthole, sort of. They don't revive him, though.
Well, the normal heal, like just the group heal, is like free everywhere else, and here you have to pay money to do it. I guess capitalism has a hold over this land. Okay, there's no butthole. You're being away.
No, there was for like a second.
That's.
I think when you go diagonally, something about it makes it look like a little butthole.
I'm just going to leave it alone, I think.
See? See? See?
No, that's
see?
That's just the bottom of his tail. You're being a freak. I'm going to like mod the game so we also put Hootie's diaper on Randall. So you don't have to
just
see
like, no.
It. Also, unfortunate update. Still no word back from anybody about the manual for this game.
Damn.
I think we might have the grand opening on that Patreon so we can get some clams together to buy a $60 manual. I don't think any game's really prepared me for the amount of times that an enemy in a fight will just leave the fight.
Yeah.
Sometimes apropos of nothing, they just say, I'll never forget this, or something, and they leave.
Hashtag waste his time, you know?
Let's see. I still not use this menu. Select a fuse. Yes. Dark Imp. Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa!
Damn!
What level are you? He's level 10. I don't know if we can get him yet.
I think I've hit level 10 by now. I've leveled up quite a few times. What I'm gonna do, though, just in case this goes bad. I don't even care anymore.
Oh, damn. Hashtag on the brink.
Quick save. Say state 8. Which Coheed song is on the brink?
I think that's part 5 of the Camper Valorium. Oh wait, not Camper Valorium. The 5-parter on Good Apollo 2.
Wow. Oh, is that the last song? Hey,
yeah.
We got him.
Hey, got him. Nice. Nice.
That's a big boy. Hell yes.
Big boy's making noise. 144 HP, that's big.
Beak
that's
boy.
Beak spiders.
Alright, well let's see what a man spider can do. Humor. Okay, is this good or is this bad? Stop with the energy pill.
That dude is a addicted to
just
energy.
Just go to sleep, ho.
Take your time, be quiet, and go to sleep, ho. Go to sleep, ho. Go to sleep, ho.
There is an epidemic here, I swear to God.
It's a real problem here in Valhalla.
I I'm just already at a point where, like, I don't have any money. I need demons.
Mm-hmm.
I can't progress. This just, this is...
I mean, maybe you're just going to have to take, you know, just the one beefy boy. Maybe you're just going to have to take Man Spider in there and see what goes down.
Maybe the strategy is just you got to do more status stuff. I feel like that attack down thing really really does some work if you do it a couple times.
Yeah. The statuses and stuff are definitely a much bigger part of, I mean, well, the whole Megaton franchise in general, I feel like, than most other ones are. I mean, every role-playing game has its puzzle bosses and puzzle encounters and stuff, but every one of these games that I've played post-Kyuyaku really does force its hand in that way, where at some point in the first quarter it kind of hits you with that, like, hey, if you don't get this down pat, you're not going to get to the end of this game. It's, I don't know, not that we've hit our, I mean, my main anchor point right now is obviously Nocturne, and we haven't hit anything here yet, because we're pretty early, that's like the Matador fight, where you just can't, like, they literally, like, funnel you into one hallway with, like, an encounter you can't get past with a demon that's, like, if you don't figure out how to use these statuses in conjunction with each other, he's basically immune to damage and you just die every time. And it's insanely it can be really frustrating, I guess.
That is that shit that I don't like.
You're not gonna use this 150 maca for energy pills, are you? I do know of a freak who has played this Demi-Kids game, nice, by the way. I mean, I don't feel like this is cheating or anything, because it's just, you know, that's what we're doing, is we are both playing...
I already did the same state thing, it's fine.
Well, I mean, in this terms of, like, you know, we're playing these games with each other, so we'd be sharing info in the same way that if someone else would be like, oh, you're playing that game too? Like, well, I'm going to share this with you. There are hidden demons in this in the world that you have to just, like... So part of this is that there's hidden demons in random areas, and, like, you walk around... If you're just a person who walks around pressing A all the time...
Ah, yeah.
If you're the type of motherfucker to roll against every wall because of Dark Souls 1... So in this little area, I think, just west of the Time Tower, where that, like... He said island, and there's only one floating thingy here, you know, where the chest is.
So where the little thing is, where we have to progress through, where the little cutscene thing is, you can go left. So I think maybe beyond that, there is more to see.
Okay. All right, time to duel. Back for more. As soon as I go have nap, you guys are in for it.
You're in for it now, fuckers. I can't believe Randall doesn't have, like, any magic, like, at all, really. That's kind of weird. All right, I'm going to go for this guy first. Magic. What do we got? Hit him with the power drain for sure.
Nice.
Oh, what you know about it. What you know about it. Yeah, you're going to heal yourself when you're full health. Nice waste of a move, asshole. No! Come on!
It's weird that they all have a heal.
That's, them all having heals is really, really fucking insane to me.
Well, do you just have to? I mean, they do have mana, though. Do you just have to outlast?
I don't know if they have. I don't know that they have that counter. Yeah. Bro. Bro.
This is really insane. Why are they doing this?
They're just healing each other. They're barely doing anything else. This is absolute insanity.
Well, at least the magic does a little bit more now. Maybe you can focus them down. Maybe.
But I'm worried there's going to be more after this or something.
I don't think they do that. Three seems like enough.
All right, well, let's see. Oh, slumber, though? That could hit.
Maybe.
All right, come on. Come on. Knock him out. Knock him out. No!
Close.
Damn, no! Fuck you. All right, this is we can still do it.
Oh, they healed the wrong one? Maybe he's going to go down this time. Aha! Got him! One down,
shit,
baby!
You suck!
Got him.
Two down. We got this in the bag. Man Spider's a true king. Ah, ha, ha. What?
Oh, man. One HP.
That one HP. This is... I feel like I'm playing Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of this. No! No!
Whoa! It's a...
Baby,
now there's
I'm
a bigger boy.
Sick of it. I'm sick of this. Oh, you're going down. Beth is coming through.
Damn.
Big Beth.
Got
Big
him.
Beth. Beak boy.
Got him. He did.
Oh, he did.
Damn right we gained a level off that one.
You know
Jeez.
I'm a Dimmy Kid. You know what it is. You already
You're
know.
A Dimmy Kid.
You ain't shit, Kaime.
Hey, thanks, buddy. You saved my skin. I owe you one, Dimmy Kid.
What if Judy really talks like that? Forget it. I heard Lena was heading for the lair with Amy.
Yeah, Lena hopes to find someone at the lair who will know about time rifts. Sorry, I can't stick around and chat. Imperium soldiers may come back at any minute. Maybe next time.
Oh, everybody's outside now. We chased off the Imperial forces, mm-hmm. and now everyone's free to roam. Power fusions. Okay.
Power fusions.
So an Imperial soldier was guarding this path before, and now it's just like a person.
Now it's just some dude.
Like
yeah,
that is
thanks.
So dumb. Fuck off. Do you think we should give him 210 bucks? Money's a little bigger out here, so.
Yeah. Let's try it. Hey, nice.
Yes.
We have a deal.
Bob.
Hey! My boy, my king.
gonna have to splice in his terrifying little laugh.
Hasbulla. Yeah, they're like, vrim, vrim. And he's like, Legend.
You're hungry, give you $180? Man. Fine.
Nice. We have a deal, though.
No nickname. You don't deserve it after what you put me through. That is something I get an elfine.
No, Hasbulla!
Elfine's big, though.
It's just like a boy. It's just a boy with a ball.
Why are you mad? Hasbulla is just a boy.
now you're just a boy. So grow up and be a man. Little Elfie, while kicking and screaming, whine.
Well, okay, so I'm on the Wayback version of the, like, I'm on the Demi Kids US site.
Oh, damn. I don't have 180.
Just trying to see if there was, I mean, this is before that time, but if there was even a way to look at something, if there was some manual, some mm-hmm. something, some downloads, some anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, what do you got?
And this does say, choose between the player-friendly light version or the darker and more challenging dark version.
Damn, okay.
So...
Shots fired, I guess.
So what? What does that mean?
All right, I know how to take an L when I'm handed one.
Hmm. Whoa! Speaking of shots fired, Demi Kids are what the last Pokemon entry should have been. Demi Kids is a must-buy Game Informer.
Nice. True, it's true. How did they know?
Gotcha, fuckers. I love the, like, not impressed face.
I love that it's not the not impressed face, but he gave us 180 bucks.
Yeah, I know.
He gives 180 bucks to fuck off. And we got 70 more, so that's... I make money to make money. Hmm. That's what I hustle for. Think the same thing, Jimmy, what you hustling for?
Arnar, Jarston.
I'm gonna kill you. How much money do I have? Damn, I'm tired of hearing your Verizon box. Now that you told me about it, I hear it.
Of what?
Your Verizon box.
Oh.
Ever since you told me about it, I notice it now. So, like, because, like, we both listened to every episode of our thing, like, at least two times. And, like, now that I'm going back through it to get all the, like, all the playlist stuff, I've heard it, like, four times. And I never noticed before. It's really just, it's really upsetting.
Damn, bitch, I
absolutely
live like this.
Absolutely unacceptable behavior.
Now every time you lose, I'm just gonna be like, sorry, you're not a winner with the ears. That's Inner Shikari. That's Inner Shikari.
I hate that you know
what
that.
What have you got? Dude, that first Inner Shikari record goes, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, okay. I'll take your word for it.
So British. Ugh.
Oh, are they British?
So good. Oh, yeah, big time.
Damn. Gnome doesn't... Wait a minute.
Like, very much in the vein of what I just did, like, there's... Oh, man. They're British... They're a scene band, and their singing vocalist has, like, a deeper voice. Like, he doesn't do the high pitch thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very, like, there's one part in, like, their big single where he's just like, don't look back now. Like, it's very... overdramatic. It's like Brendan Urie's low register. That's what the dude sounds like, but British.
Okay, so not to interrupt your Enter Shikari rant, but the demons being alive matters.
Hell yeah. I figured it would.
Yeah, because I just went back and healed him, and now I can fuse more things. So it absolutely does make a difference. So I believe in this case, Gnome and Makara will, in fact, result in fusion.
Well, that is Goot to
Nar. Stop it! Do you want to die? Are you ready? Every time I hear Rebel and Imperium in this, it's just like, I'm trying not to do, I'm trying so hard not to do it.
Are we ever gonna get away from this?
No!
Like, ever.
No! Because, like, for better or worse, it's such a, like, ubiquitous and, like, even for us, somewhat formative thing that, like, we can't escape it. And it's like, we, you and I cannot just, like, lightheartedly reference Star Wars, because we are, in all respects, surrounded by psychos who are, like, obsessed with it at the expense of being obsessed with literally anything more interesting.
Yeah.
So we can't do it. We have to, like, resign our... We're, like, the chosen undead or something. We have to just, like, resign ourselves to never remotely referencing Star Wars in the presence of anyone else, but this bit's getting left in, so now now everyone listening knows our terrible secret. Weesa in big, big trouble.
Maybe.
Damn! Like, what, what do the icons even mean? Because half of them mean, like, they just don't mean anything. Very weird. I don't understand.
Sometimes you get the dot, 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 they join you. Sometimes you get it, they hit you. I don't know.
Some days you dot, dot, dot. Some days dot, dots you. You know what I'm saying?
Probably easier to live under the rule of Imperius, but we want to be free to live as we please. Yeah.
Damn straight.
There's a little thing behind the waterfall. Nice. The rebel cave hidden behind the waterfall in the marsh.
I'm energy pilled, baby.
Gonna loot their chests.
Demon fusion. Okay. Here's your heal.
There's the hotel inside of the rebel hideout.
Hey, good timing. Leave your demons with me. I'll make them stronger.
Hey, it's the daycare.
Demon training.
Whoa. Nice.
Okay. Enroll. Can I enroll? Damn. Maybe.
So what do you? They don't level up though. So what do you? I guess like their spells level up or something.
I don't know. Maybe that's just the only way you can make them level up. Oh, they're in the back room. Here we go. Story.
You didn't talk to that guy though.
Which guy?
The guy in the middle. Did you?
No, I didn't. You got like a cool helmet. He's he looks like the lion leopard guy from Tekken. Oh, Shen is a demi kid. Without him, we'd be crushed by the Imperium. Well, now I'm here, so fuck him.
Now we got two demi kids. It's Judy, and she's thanking us for everything. Good news! Somebody in this lair has a king lock.
What's a oh, that's for king demons. Okay.
It lets you carry more demons into battle. By the way, Lena and Amy are around here.
I want the king lock. I want the king. Give me the king.
Him!
Oh, here we go.
I found out what to do against a time rift. You need to use a time chain. All you have to do is throw it into the rift.
But you have to hurry. If left unchecked, time rifts will expand. If they get too big, even time chains won't help.
Oh, no.
We must find some before it's too late.
Time chains? Where should we go to find them?
The legends speak of chains in Valhalla. In your world, there are supposed to be some in Dim. The Kingdom of Demons.
The Kingdom of Dim? It really exists?
That's where I am, baby.
Him! I was thinking about going to Dim.
Dim nuts!
Shin's planning to go there as well.
You? Go to Dim? Are you sure, Lena?
Not really. But I'm willing to try. If there's time chains in Dim, I'll find them.
Okay, I'll stay here in Valhalla and look for the other chains.
All right. Time to find some time chains. Stay in Valhalla and search for the chains.
You don't have to read this. There's a back room.
Oh, Shin's in the back. Yeah,
he's in the back room of the back room. Whoa, this dude's a boar, man.
It's Guy.
Time chains were left here by Lord Light and Dark Lord, the creators of Valhalla. Okay. God and Lucifer parallels. Shin has it there, too. Located in the world.
Cool. All
right, so we will be flip-flopping between worlds, I guess. That's cool. Oh, what's up here? Oh. Oh, like a test fight.
Do they... Ah, yeah, it's Fight Club in the back room. Mm. Hey, is that all you get? Is that all you get?
Is this real fighting or demon fighting?
I don't know. They're just, like, bumping into each other really fast. Mm. It's literally like when you have action figures and you're just smacking them together.
Shin wins.
Shin wins again, baby.
1v2 and he still wins.
Mm-hmm. OP.
I didn't even read the screen. I didn't realize that's what they were saying. That was my own file.
No, that's what they were saying, yeah.
What was my Shin voice? Fuck.
I don't remember. I thought he sounded like a dweeb.
But I don't remember what my dweeb voice is.
Oh. Well, he's another Demi kid, so we can either should pick a voice.
I guess fine. Him! Any add any Valhalla demons to your party? Lita probably told you, I'm going to the Dim of your world. The Imperium grows strong. All is lost without the power of dark and light. I hope to find it there, in the Dim of your world. Oh, baby, I'm lost MF in poetic. The Dim of your world. Mm-hmm.
Shin, I've decided to go with you.
You know the dangers. If that's your decision, I won't argue. But keep this in mind. I lead, you follow. Otherwise, you stay. I go, you stay.
Agreed. We'll see about that. Him, I'm leaving for Dim. With Shin.
Right. Be careful. I'll stay in Valhalla to find time chains. Got a revive orb. Angel wing. One angel wing. Angel wing. I think we'll get through this. Heal. Well, I have more demons, so I'm just gonna keep attacking until it's over, because I'm assuming this guy is the final guy.
Nice, the miss.
Damn, the miss. Party don't start till I stop missing. Yay. What'd I get?
What did we get? What's the prize? Hey, we got the King Lock, baby!
Whoa, this thing looks sick as hell, bro.
Damn! God damn. So many sharp edges on that gun.
Look, it's Drail. Our leader's back.
Everyone fall in. It's time to make our move.
Hell yeah. Is that Fuyutsuki in disguise? Oh, wait, no, he's way younger.
He got the Wooloozy Vert forehead crystal.
Damn! Hell yeah, Drail.
You're him?
Oh.
Amy told me about you. I'm Drail.
Drail's got the drip.
Leader of the rebels. Together we fight to free Valhalla from Imperius.
I'm trying to save my world from destruction. That's why I came to Valhalla. Amy's been a great help to Lena and I. She's the one who found a way to get rid of the time rifts. Time chains, eh?
here in Valhalla? Well, you saved Judy, so I'm sure we can find a way to help each other. You know, I heard there's a demon in Hydraville who mentioned time chains.
Dude, I cannot get over Drill's
rumor. We're off to check the rumor. Join us in Hydraville. I'll tell you what we learn when you arrive. Okay, boys, let's move.
Hydraville's a mining town north of Hermit. Him, stay out of trouble.
The Kinglock is an ideal unit for storing King-class demons. You can have an extra demon join our
nice.
Battle. Well, I guess it's off to Hydraville.
Be pretty easy to follow Drail. All we gotta do is follow the sauce trail. Am I right?
Gotti.
For real though, like the half hood held up by like the golden ear cups and like the half crown of the head, like gold band.
Yeah.
Ugh. My man's wearing like 6 future sweaters. Ugh.
And
disgusting.
The little Lizzie Bird forehead crystal, as mentioned.
Okay, so go back to the exit of the first town. Or, yeah, go back to the exit of Hermit. The south
exit
one.
Of the tower or the town?
The town. Like, don't go in it, but oh, that's where we are. Okay, yeah. so go back and then go along the wall on the right side.
This side?
Yeah. Until, like, you can't anymore. This is some real, like, how to get missing no shit.
This sounds... We'll see. I don't want to discredit this person immediately, so let's...
Just follow it along until there's... Okay. I'll become your ally if you say the magic word. Hint, see Nintendo Power Volume 175.
Cool. What's the password? Tell me the password or I'll kill you.
It's Atlas.
Is it all caps or?
No, capital A and then lowercase everything else.
I mean, I gotta
L-U-S.
I gotta say, this does rock. Like, this is very, like, of an era that, like, this is just a thing we don't get anymore. And this is, like, that convo we had about how, like, music has changed and how, like, we can't go back, we can only go forward, and there's just pros and cons. Like, I mean, I don't want to live with nostalgia goggles, but man, this is the kind of shit that I miss. This rocks.
That just, like, yeah, dude.
Bingo. I'm yours. Whoa!
Oh!
It's 2 green warthogs that look kind of like caterpillars stacked on top of each other.
This
They're not very big, but damn. I got one for this. I wonder if we fuse it into something, if it'll be like special.
Man, that just uppercutted me in the fun box, dude.
Radical. Okay, cool.
Nice. Okay, well.
Shouts out to whoever that person was that told us to shoot.